We are up to Simin Kuf Chav Ches, Talachas Nesiyas Kapayim. We're up to Sif Lamed Tes. We'll be doing Sifim Lamed Tes through Mem Aleph. Lo hayu bo me'advar hamonim Nesiyas Kapayim. Someone that did not have any of the issues that would prevent him from being Nosei Kapayim, no Mumim, for example. Af al pi she'eino medakdek b'mitzvahs, even though this is someone that does not really keep mitzvahs. And people are constantly speaking about this, and the Mishnah Berurah says that means not just nasty rumors, but people are speaking about him because it really happened. For example, a Kohen the Chalila is not Zohir in the Yisurei Arayis. No Seyes Kapav, the halacha is that he can do Nesiyas Kapayim, says the Ramah, She'ein Shar Averis Mona Nesiyas Kapayim, because unlike Avodah Zorah and Shviches Damim, each for its own reason, the other Averis are not Monea Nesiyas Kapayim. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Lashon of the Rambam, that the fact that this man is already a Rasha doesn't mean that we should tell him to be more of a Rasha and not be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim. Whatever Mitzvah he can do, we tell him to do. Sif Mem, Kohen Shenosa Grusha Lo Yisa Es Kapav. A Kohen that married a Grusha should not do Nesiyas Kapayim. Now, 1 second, didn't we just say that other than Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim, the other Averis are not Monea Berkas Kohanim? The answer is that those are general Averis. The special Averis, the special mitzvahs and halachas of Kahuna, for somebody that doesn't respect them, he is pasul to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Kahuna, Ve'enogim on Kedusha, Afil Likros B'Torah Rishon. He has forfeited his schus to be called up first to the first Aliyah as a Kohen, and he also loses the schus to do Nesiyas Kapayim. Not only that, Vafilu Girsha Omesa, he married a Grusha who was Pasul Kahuna, and now he was Megarisha, or she died. Nevertheless, Pasul, Atsheyidar Hana Aldas Rabi Me'anashim Shu'asubem, he nevertheless has to take a vow, he has to take a neder, and not just any neder, a neder Aldas Rabim, which means I'm doing this on the basis of the das of the public. So Hataris Nadarim would not work. Hataris Nadarim is always, well, had you known this, would you not have made the neder? Here what he's saying is I'm doing an al-das rabim, where the Hataris Nadarim will not work. And what is that neder he has to make? That he is never going to benefit from any women that he is also from. The reason why he has to do this is because we are afraid that the Yetzer Hara of Arayas that got him to marry a Grusha in the first place is going to return, and he's going to end up marrying another Grusha. So in order to prevent that from happening, we make him make this neder. Now, what happens if he's done tshuva, he's made the neder, but he didn't get around to divorcing his wife yet? So the halacha is that if he's really going to as soon as possible, then he is kosher to duchen. The halacha is a Kohen that marries a Grusha, has been Madir Hanoh from all women that are puzzled to him, is about to be Megarisher, but he's waiting for Beis Din say, or it's Shabbos, Yontif. Birka's calling him in Chutzlar, it's on Yontif, and he's agreed that after Yontif, as soon as Beis Din will be able to set it up, he's going to give her a get. So the halacha is that he's kosher for Nesiyas Kapayim. What counts is not whether or not he's married to a Grusha. What counts is whether or not he's really committed to keeping the mitzvahs kahuna. Now, what happens if he says, I'm going to be Megarisha, and he was Madir Hanoh, but he would like to delay that for a month or two? The halacha is that so long as he is not prepared to be Megarisha immediately, he is possible for Birkas Kohanim. Sif Mem Aleph, Nitma Lamei She'eno Meshivas Meisei Mitzvah. If he became Tomei to a mace that is not one of the Shivas Meisei Mitzvah, Pasul min haduchin, he is pasul. The Shivas Meisei Mitzvah, the ones that a Kohen is metama for. So the halachi is a Kohen who is metama lameisim is pasul min haduchin, umikol mailas hakahuna, same halacha as the one that is married to a Grusha. Here too, he is violating the mitzvahs kahuna. Ad sheyoshuv yakabel shelo yitma od lameisim, until he is makabel on himself in front of Beis Din, the Mishnah Berurah says, that he will not become tamei to a mace. Now, here, it does not say that he has to make a neder al-das rabim. The reason being that in the Yitzra da Arayis, we're afraid that his Yitzhar is going to have him do it again. So he has to take a neder to make himself a fence. Not so in the case of being metama lemesim, we don't especially see that there's a great Yitzhar that people have to become tamei lemesim. The Mishnah Berurah, though, in Shaar HaTzion points out that what if we're talking about a doctor And the reason he's metama lameisim is for the sake of his profession, his livelihood. They were afraid that the Yetzirah for money, for livelihood, is so great that he may do it. There we would require a neder al das rabim. It would not be sufficient to simply say I'll never do it again in front of Beis Din. The Mishnah Berurah says that nitma lameis, the lashon sounds very much like it was a one-time occurrence. In the Bir Halachi, he says that that's not pshat. In the Bir Halachi, he says that pshat is not that it was a one-time thing. Certainly not that it was the shogig or onus. Nitma lameisim here means he regularly disregards the prohibition of a kohen to become tamei meis. Says the Ramah now. V'yesh omrim demish yesh lo ba shehemira lavodes kochavim o shezinsa ein mechayven oso lekach ein mechayven od lekacho ki avia hi mechalelis. There is a daya that a kohen that has a daughter that either left the religion or was mezana, the halacha is, according to this daya, she has defiled her father, the lashon that we find in the pasuk of a bas kohen that is mezana, and therefore he is posel from duchening. Now, first of all, the Magen Avraham says that the fact that she left the religion would not posel him, only znus would posel him, and the reason being because he should have guarded her. The Maima Mardcha, he brings out a Maima Mardcha that although we have no chiyuvim of giving him the first aliyah, it is mutter to give him the first aliyah because he didn't do an avera. Also, znus has to be defined as her being an ashes ish. In other words, she was at least an arusa, she was married, and then she was mezana. Not if she was mezana as a pnuya. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that bisman hazeh, we do not pasul kohanim because of the actions of their children. So halacha lamaisa, if chalila, a kohen's got a daughter that went off the derech and even was mezana, the halacha is he is still kosher for nesias kapayim and gets the first aliyah.